I am thinking of sort of going over to an Apple computer. I've been a WindowEyes user for a long time, and now that's dead. You know, I have pretty good vision for a legally blind person, and I've always enjoyed the WindowEyes feature of being able to move the mouse around and read text with it. And now that's not going to be possible anymore. I've sort of been thinking of using, of trying out an Apple computer, and this may be the time. And I just wondered if anybody had any, you know, advice. Or I don't use too many different programs. I use the web and some of the Office applications.
That's if kidding, you were totally kidding. Blind and used VoiceOver or used JAWS, I would say you might want to think twice about it. But someone with vision seems to be able to make the switch fairly easily. I know my wife, when she switched from Windows to the Apple, she loved it. Said she would never go back.
It's a big learning curve. I've not gotten there, and I've been at it for about a year. With WindowEyes, I'm sure I've never used WindowEyes, so I don't know. But if it's like JAWS, you know, you can do most things with one or two keys. When you're in the Mac world, it winds up being, you know, four keys. It's almost everything's four keys. It's just.
But that's not so true for someone who's doing.
Well,
it
that's
visually.
Right. That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I've used an iPad.
No, these iPads, they're getting pretty powerful, so it depends what you want. I think it's an iPad Pro. They basically have, it's an iPad, and you can put a keyboard right on it. So it's basically a pretty decent computer, especially if you're not doing anything that requires a lot of, you know, horsepower.
I don't do too much. I use a few spreadsheets, and I do email, and then, you know, use the web. That's about
okay,
it.
To be honest with you, I have not had great luck using Excel on an iOS device. And I think that's one of the things that's kind of limited on, well, any type of tablet or touchscreen device. That I would still recommend a full, you know, full computer for. I know you said you like to touch a screen and have it tell you what's under the screen. Now, you really don't have that capability on a Mac. But you do have mouse over where you could just roll the mouse over something and have it read to you what's under the mouse. The mouse echo is definitely available. You may be able to sort of simulate that a little bit. If you turn on mouse echo on the Mac and then use a touchpad as opposed to a physical mouse, you may get a very similar experience there.
You can't just move the mouse over stuff on a Mac?
I'm sorry, I lost you on that one. What was that again?
On a Mac, can't you just move the mouse around and have it read stuff?
Yes, you can. Yeah, that's mouse echo. You can certainly do that, yeah.
Does JAWS not have any capability of sort of acting as having a mouse, like WindowEyes does?
JAWS has a mouse echo feature. I've never tried it, but it does have one now.
If you have a PC and you're used to the PC environment, to go to to Mac just to change screen readers, I'm not sure it's the greatest idea.
I'm real. Jerry was mentioning that there's Fusion, which is coming out, it is out. Fusion 11.0 just came out.
Yep.
You could definitely try a demo of that. That's they've gotten a lot of the bugs out of that. It's not. I mean, I know Fusion 10.0 was a nightmare, and that. Again, you probably, you know, while you still have your old computer running, you could try that out, see if that works, you know, how that works for you. And the reason that, you know, that may be advantageous is that there's always an upgrade path from, you know, for your WindowEyes person, you could upgrade to ZoomText to Fusion, probably for a minimal cost.
Fusion may not run on his old computer, depending on what operating system he's got on it.
Yeah, it's pretty old. I'm using Windows 7.
It does work with Windows 7. I mean, how well it works depends on how much power you got under the hood. So, but yeah, if you move towards a new platform again, there's a learning curve. And especially if, and how much of this do you do non-visually? I know you said you do a lot visually, but what parts of this do you do without vision?
Well, I do some of it. You know, if I'm going to read a lot of text or something, I just have the computer read it to me. So I do both.
Again, if you're going to move to a Mac, the reading commands are certainly going to be significantly different. It's going to be that level of memorization here. With JAWS, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve as well. If you go to either just the straight JAWS upgrade or the Fusion upgrade, it still is a minimal learning curve with that. Do you know what version of WindowEyes yet? How old it is?
Yeah, I can get the free upgrade to JAWS and stuff.
Yeah. Again, I think that in this case, you may be better off staying with the Windows platform. Some of the Office accessibility on a Mac is still, there are some issues. Word has a few issues as well. Looks like they got all the bugs worked out of Excel and Outlook, but there's still some issues going on. So it's not a whole lot of incentive to do it either way. It's really almost 10 cents on one end and dime on the other. You're going to have to do a little bit of learning no matter which direction you go. If you look at some of the approaches that VFO is doing, there's a little bit of stuff that's cobbled together. And I got to be a little careful about how I word that, but I definitely do see that point, yeah.
I wonder if does anyone know anything about these Surface, Microsoft Surface?
Yeah,
I can give you an opinion. My opinion is that you pay a lot for a tablet that you could do much better with a nice lightweight laptop. That's my opinion, but I'm sure other people may disagree with that.
I actually agree with that. I've used quite a few of those Surface tablets. They're very expensive. For what you pay, if you look at equivalent hardware performance on a laptop, you get a lot more for the same money with the laptop. So you're paying a lot extra for smaller screen real estate, which for some people may not be an issue, but in Jim's case, I think that is an issue.